Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about how to turn WordPress into a progressive web app. And I think I'll define what a progressive web app is first, and then I'm going to let our more technical side of our team dive off into this. Progressive web apps, also referred to as PWA, is a new technology that creates a middle ground between a website and a mobile app. They're installed on the phone like a normal app, a web app, and can be accessed from the home screen. Users can come back to your website by launching the app from their home screen and interact with your website through an app-like interface. Your return visitors will experience almost instant loading times and enjoy the great performance benefits of a progressive web app.
Yeah. So these are becoming more and more popular. And, you know, kind of taking a step back, several years ago when smartphones took off and became mainstream, everyone wanted their business to have an app, an iOS app, an Android app, and it was like all the rage, and it was a big deal. However, as smartphones became more popular and users got used to using them, they realized that they don't really want to have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of apps on their phone for every company they interact with. And so studies show that I think it's something like smartphone users on average spend 70% of their time on like five or less apps or something like that, you know, and it's, you know, your Facebook, your email apps, the maps, you know, the things that you would expect users to spend a lot of time on. And then above that, the other apps don't really get used that often. And so it doesn't make sense and it's not worth the investment to have developers create an iOS app, an Android app. It's very, very expensive when your users, in most cases, don't actually need it or want it. And obviously, like if you're creating a business around an app, like you want to create the next Uber, you know, or whatever, the next Uber of whatever niche, that's a different story because your business is based around the app. But in general, for companies that have a website and want to have, you know, an easy way for users to use their website on the go, a progressive web app is a great solution because it's pretty much the best of both worlds. You have the convenience of easy access from the phone, but without having to spend all the time investment of building an app, and then also without your users having to go in and buy or install an app and all of that and update it and stuff like that. And so they can add it to their home screen, but it basically it runs it in the browser. And so it's technically, it's like a browser app. And so similar to the way that like AMP works, Google AMP accelerated mobile pages, the progressive web app will do that too. Well, it will kind of strip out all the unnecessary things and just load the content and the different things that you decide you want in to be in a part of your PWA. So there's actually a really cool app. It's called a really cool plugin called Super Progressive Web App. It's in the WordPress repository. The link is in our show notes. And then it also works alongside OneSignal, which provides push notifications. And so you can provide push notifications on the phone through OneSignal, and it works seamlessly with Super Progressive Web App. And so they kind of work together to provide this app-like experience without actually having to develop an app and without your users to have to install a full normal app on their device. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and actually, you know, now that we're talking about this and stuff, I several years ago, how my business partner Corey and I met was I created one of these progressive web apps, and we used a different tool. I want to say it was maybe OneTouch or something like that. I'll put it in the show notes when I ask Corey what it is. But in essence, what Tim has described was really, really awesome, and it was for a festival that updates their, you know, every year they have an annual festival. It was for the Scott Boudin Festival, and they have, you know, different venues and events and different musicians and bands playing, and the schedule was updating every year. And they wanted people, they didn't want to make the investment of a full-blown mobile app. And they could use this, and it was really, really awesome and stuff. I always loved it and thought it was fantastic. I'm glad that this is making a comeback with, you know, as an alternative to full-blown mobile apps and stuff. And Perception's king, remember that. So if your site looks like it has a mobile app, you're going to look like your clients are going to look definitely more 21st century than a lot of their competitors and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So check it out in the WordPress repository, Super Progressive Web App, or you can go to superpwa.com and view their website and learn all about it. It's awesome.
Awesome, awesome. All right. Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic on WP the Podcast. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.